UK Police Commissioner threatens to extradite and jail US citizens over online posts. We'll come after you. Yeah, okay. Do Texas first. Go over there and try and arrest him. Please, I mean, it'll be... You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Go over and try and do Texas first. But before we get started, have you been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Well, you could be entitled to compensation. It's still so much fun to say. But what isn't fun is dealing with recovery, getting lowballed by insurance companies and being buried under tons and tons of paperwork and appointments just to get that lowball offer in the first place. Especially when you could be entitled to compensation that could potentially be worth millions. Believe me, keeping up with the time commitments of a big case is no walk in the dog park. And the frenetic pace of my lawyers left me with very little time to get on with my life while all of that was going on. Enter Morgan & Morgan, who keep it simple from the word go. All you have to do to get started is answer a few questions, and from there you can submit your claim and keep up with your lawyers through your smartphone. Everything is done through that little magic box in your pocket, and with over 4,000 support staff available, in addition to the team of lawyers, investigators and paralegals at your disposal, support is ready 24/7, whenever any concerns you may have pop up. As America's biggest injury law firm, Morgan & Morgan has recovered over $20 billion for people in all 50 US states. Sorry, old Jersey. So, you can be confident in their record of fighting to get you the best possible result if you become their client. And, should the worst happen, rest assured that the fee is completely free unless they win. So, if you have been seriously injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan by clicking the link in the description box down below, or going to forthepeople.com/countdankula, or by scanning the QR code on the screen to start a claim. London's Metropolitan Police Chief warned that officials will not only be cracking down on British citizens for commentary on the riots in the UK. There are already been mass arrests, very, very fast, speedy trials, everyone getting sent away for a very, very long time. No Muslims at all have been in prison so far. None. Not one. But a lot of, you know, right-wing, normal, everyday English and British patriots, oh, they're all getting sent away in a couple of days for fat sentences. They are all getting fat time. But don't worry, there is no two-tier policing system in the UK, but on American citizens as well. We will throw the full force of the law at people, and whether you're in this country committing crimes in the streets or committing crimes for further afield online, we will come after you, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley told Sky News. Now, you would think that as the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Mark Rowley would know the law. That's kind of the police's whole deal, the law. However, he is completely fucking wrong on this, but we'll save that for the end. Riots have broken out across the United Kingdom in recent days over false rumours spread online that an asylum seeker was responsible for a mass stabbing at a Taylor Swift-themed dance event that left three girls dead and others wounded. The murders, allegedly committed by a now 18-year-old British citizen born to Rwandan parents, sparked a series of violent protests that tapped into broader concerns about the scale of immigration in the UK, because migrants and their descendants are committing a lot of crime. A lot. Tons of crime. But we've all just to shut up about it and allow our children to be murdered and raped because we're obviously a great big bad racist. Don't listen to us, it's fine, just carry on raping and murdering our children. Whatever. I mean, I want to look like a very nice, good and virtuous person online. Yeah, whatever, rape the kids. Who cares? That's because that's not as important as how nice of a person I look and my social brownie points. I will never jeopardise. I will sacrifice your children for my social brownie points. Footage of the violent clashes involving anti-immigration protesters and the groups of counter-protesters, some of whom have been seen waving Palestinian flags, has gone viral on social media, and the government is warning that sharing such content may have serious consequences. You're even getting people that get jailed just for turning up and watching the riots. Yeah. Basically, like, of course, Labour got in and immediately went full authoritarian. They're leftists. It's the only way their government can survive. One key aspect to make that makes is apparently crackdown as blah. This apparent crackdown on social media, particularly shocking to critics, is that the British government is threatening to extradite American citizens from the US to be jailed in the UK for violating their rules about political speech online. A Sky News reporter asked Commissioner Rowley to further explain his warning, arguing that high-profile figures have been whipping up the hatred and that the likes of Elon Musk have been getting involved. She then asked what the police force's plan will be when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind the keyboard who may be in a different country. Rowley answered by telling the reporter, being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. It does if you use a VPN. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the publishing of material, he said. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we will come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the yobs who are causing the problems for communities. Elon Musk has made headlines for criticising Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's response to the riots over the past week, suggesting the UK is headed towards civil war. There was actually recently a study done of is violence justified against migrants, and a third of British people said yes. He also responded to a video of someone allegedly arrested for offensive online comments with a question, is this Britain or the Soviet Union? We are arresting far more people, way more people than Russia for online social media posts. That's why everyone's like, oh, Russia fucking arrested that Navalny guy and they're trying to put him in jail. Putin bad. And then everyone's like, what, like you've been trying to do to Trump for like the last fucking 3 years? Like, anyway, Starmer's spokesperson said there was no justification for Musk's comments. Yes, there was. Adding that social media companies can and should be doing more to combat misinformation, the BBC reported. However, most of the stuff that I've seen online is true and actual video footage. But what they mean by misinformation is, you ever seen that scene in Liar Liar? Great movie, I love Liar Liar. See the bit where he stands up and goes, objection, Your Honour, and the judge goes, on what grounds? And then he says, on the grounds that it's devastating to my case. Like, that's what they mean by misinformation. Can you please stop pointing out all the illegal, horrible human rights abuses that we're doing? Stop pointing it out. You're going to get us into trouble. You're going to make us look bad, and that'll make more people rise up against us. Oh no, how awful, how terrible. That's what it boils down to. Free speech laws is basically the government saying, stop pointing out the horrible shit we're doing, because that's turning more and more of the population against us, and that's making you a lot harder to control, and we don't like that. That's what free speech laws are. That's what they are. At their most base level, that is what free speech laws are for. He added that such companies have a responsibility to stop the spread of criminal activity and limit misinformation. Now, there's a guy I know, cousin of mine, serves on the Supreme Court, right? And he told me a little bit about the US-American extradition treaty. In order for a case of extradition to be heard in any way whatsoever, whatever act was committed must be considered a crime in both countries. However, America has this wonderful part of the Constitution called the First Amendment, which gives them freedom of speech. Granted, not under particular circumstances, like incitement to riot, blah, 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 blah. And there are some people that are being picked up in Britain for incitement to riot, but the overwhelming majority of them is just for offensive posts relating to Muslims or relating to migrants, etc., etc. One guy was also arrested for chanting, Allah, Allah, who the fuck is Allah? Right, so basically people are getting arrested for dumb, just offensive speech that just slightly annoyed the protected privileged classes that currently occupy this country, right? However, in America, they do have the First Amendment, which means that those statements are not considered a crime in any way, which means even if Britain did submit an extradition request, America would go, no, because that's not a crime here. It's like, it's just not a crime. And even if America did decide to, like, entertain this absolute nonsense case, all that would happen is the person in America who was accused would just say, I am lodging an appeal because if I am extradited to Britain, my human rights would be violated, which when it comes to speech, they absolutely would be. Britain violates human rights constantly, all the time, especially right now under Keir Starmer. You're getting people that are getting sent away for saying, one guy was jailed just the other day for posting Facebook memes. No joke, he was posting Facebook memes, right? He posted three memes of, like, you know, a bunch of Muslims standing around a crying baby like that was wearing a Union Jack as a shirt, and it said, "Coming to a town near you." He was jailed for posting that stuff, right? So that means if you were sent to Britain, yes, for a fact, your human rights would be violated. Your human right to freedom of speech would be violated, and the judge would toss it out. Or at least my cousin definitely would. He definitely would throw it out. So basically, even if America did entertain the case, they would lose any, like Britain would lose anyway. They would get told to fuck off. Now, unfortunately, we don't have human rights in Britain. Everyone's like, "Oh, but the ECHR, the ECHR." We don't obey the ECHR, right? Yeah, we signed it, blah blah blah, just the same as many other countries around the world signed the Geneva Convention, and they don't obey that either, right? It's just the way it is over here. So the whole, and that's the thing that's funny is this is the chief of the Metropolitan Police, and he doesn't understand the law.